And we're here to have another wonderful program. Today is Monday. And let's see here. It's December 5, 2011. So today's our wonderful program. We're going to be talking just about creation lightship things, whatever things you want to bring up. We can have this day as like a Q&A in a sense. And we'll be watching the fast chat. So if we can kind of maybe gear the fast chat to creation lightship, maybe questions, because it's a little hard when sometimes people kind of talk to themselves back and forth and things like that. I think you all understand. So it's harder for the co-host to actually read that sometimes when there's a lot of comments. But if you had if we do a healing and it feels great, just say that there too. So kind of leave it to healing questions and questions that, you know, maybe how you felt during the healing. So let's first do an emotional clearing for everyone. Since this is Monday, you probably had a wonderful weekend, hopefully. And if things are maybe connected to you from the weekend, we'll do a clearing for that too. So we're going to do a clearing for emotions. So think of a situation that could have happened to you this weekend or even today. And we will do a clearing. So think of that right now. I'll count to 10 to clear that emotional, traumatic energy from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now let's just assume that maybe you got quartered by something here. Okay. So if you got quartered, you may want to think of that right now. And we'll release the energetic cord. Just think of a person. Normally, people always cord anyway. So just think of somebody that you were with, and we'll take the energy away. And pay special attention to where that cord has been attached to you. So here we go. 1, releasing a cord. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if our co-host is on today. Are you out there, Kathy?
Kathy's here. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm Kathy, and we're on CBSRadio.com streaming live today, which is today, December 5th, 2011, as Ron said. And we welcome your calls, questions, or comments to Ron and Creation Lightship, or write them into the fast chat, which can be accessed through either bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship, or from the creationlightship.com website at the very top of the page. And, Ron, I see we already have some questions. Can I go ahead and read them?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
All right. This one's from Mike, and he is interested in knowing more about the alien attack page, especially option number 6, which I looked up is alien mind hypnosis.
Ah, okay. So, on the alien attack page, there's many, many options on there. So, for the first time, if somebody enters that page, this took quite a while to actually create, because it kept getting longer and longer. At first, I just wanted to get the alien attacks off people who were under attack at night in their beds, and then it kind of went to another option and another option. So that clearing could work probably very well with the free satellite clearing. What it does, it helps to get rid of the energies kind of clogging your mind as they transmit maybe voices inside of your head. This could be also partially like the robotic program. So it has to do anything with mind that is connected to them as they tell you or instruct you what to do. And it can also give you like amnesia, where maybe you probably always have sensed this, you wanted to do something and you kind of thought it out inside of your head, using your head as your day planner. And lo and behold, you start to go to bed and you go, man, I forgot to do that today. Well, that's because they probably changed programs on you. Remember, the clones are with us, and the clones get switched back and forth. So they probably just took and put another program into a clone that was not in your previous program when you started your day off. So they can do that, too. And that's hopefully I answered the question okay, but it has to do with anything that's interference with your, you know, interfering with your mind energy. And talking about clones in the next, at half past hour and a half or so, 5:30 my time, 8:30 Eastern, we're having our clone call. So that'll be very wonderful. It's $20, and if you want to be decloned from the clones that are living with you on various timelines, we'll probably do, you know, it's hard to say, but I'll just say maybe between around 10 timelines typically. Depends how many clones are living on it. And remember, when we do pick one specific timeline, then we take off the clones that are waiting to come into you to work through you. And clones can come in maybe every 10 minutes or so as you change your mindset, change your consciousness, or just physically, you know, as you do something differently, a new clone will come in. So that call will be $20. It's a conference call. And if you haven't experienced that yet, by all means, just for the heck of it, you just might want to experience that. So back to you, Kathy.
I have experienced that decloning. This will be the fourth one you offer, and I've had three so far. The first one, I can tell you, left me feeling just totally exhilarated and like a revitalized, full of vitality. And I felt like my legs were very light and like I had to like run or, and I ended up cleaning up the house super fast. I just couldn't believe my energy, like a teenager, really, like when I was in high school. And the next few clearings, I felt more, I could feel them, but no more disturbing than, say, if you're driving in your car, if you have your window rolled down and you feel the breeze on your face, you know, distracting like that, so it's not really that noticeable, but I did notice it, and I certainly have had comments from people later, immediately after, like, what'd you do? Like, you know, and people were just making comments like that. They could see something different. I really couldn't answer.
And the clones are probably wondering, where'd this new clone come from? It's really the real you, you know? Okay, back to you, Kathy.
That clearing you did originally just a few minutes ago, when you disconnected the cords, can something like that be done on that alien attack page also, say, such as on option two, where there's an option to, it says you can clear alien attack channel through humans removal? Like if you put in the name of your parents or your kids, your neighbors, or anybody who sends you psychic attacks, or is that
I think it will work that way too a little bit, yes, uh-huh. Remember, those pages have a lot of information on them and a lot of clearings. And typically, I would say for the first person reading it, the first thing that probably come to mind is, oh, man, I don't have this much time to do this here. All I want is the one pill, you know. I want one aspirin to fix everything in my life, you know. And I have 5 minutes, so can I please have all this done in 5 minutes? No, you have to work on yourself, unfortunately. There's no silver bullet, no aspirin you can take to fix all of your problems, and even though it takes time, that's what's needed, because it's best to work through all of these here to see what's going on. And as you get more awareness, as you get more of these things cleared off, then you do have more awareness, and that will help you.
Sure.
And
well,
it just
speaking
depends,
of awareness,
you know, what clone is in you to have more awareness too, but you are getting some consciousness awareness somewhere that stays with you. Remember, because you do have your memories from everything in the past, and I don't know if the dark side can actually decipher a good memory or a bad one. So you do have what's being transferred to you from your past, memories that could help you, even though it could be a different clone living inside of your body. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, Mike wanted to know if the unknown option, if you type in or you click on the unknown, icon. Will that work on the Alien Attack page as an all-round choice when you just don't know yet what alien or problem is attacking?
Yeah, it will help, but to a certain extent, yes. You know, normally you want to focus on something, but if you don't know, then just put down unknown, and the lightship will look and talk to your spirit to see what your major problem is right now. Now, your major problem that you're having may not be what you're dealing with, okay? It could be something completely unknown to you going on beyond your senses. So you might hit unknown and say, you know, nothing happened here. Well, something did happen. You just are unaware of what's going on.
Okay.
That's kind of the way the unknown works. But so just know that if you do go on the unknown, you may not have a clue of what's going on. That's why the lightship working with your spirit and working with your consciousness here, because see, the problems that you're dealing with is related to you and what you're experiencing. And you don't know how spread out you are in different universes where you could be having a lot of harm done to you. And you may not even have that awareness. So by putting unknown in, it will help you, but it may not be an answer to what you're looking for. But it's still going to help you. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so I hope that's good, Mike. On the fast chat, Tanya says, back to the clone clearing, that she's noticed her body has more light and she had a big boost in energy too. And now she requires less sleep by 2 or 3 hours every night with even more energy.
Yeah, that's good. That's because the real you is coming here. And I don't know if the real you really needs sleep. So if you look at it one way, remember, we're all kind of understanding this here together. You get abducted when you're sleeping, so you still get abducted when you're awake, but when you're sleeping, they may take you off into more timelines because you're doing nothing other than just laying in your bed, and so that's making your body very, very tired from going on to all these vast timelines. So as you start getting rid of the timeline, and especially if you do timeline crashing, then remember, the timeline crashing is designed to get you off of the emotions that you're being abducted onto. Remember, your emotions is the key thing. No emotions, probably no abductions. Emotions, many, many abductions. So if you are sleeping and they know what your emotions are and they know how to push those buttons in you, then they just fabricate lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes of your emotional stuff, because the body that they create has your DNA in it, and the DNA brings forth those emotions. So why not have, you know, all of these things happening to you? And that's how they live off of you. So when you go into the process here of having all these emotions on timelines, that's how they capture you. So you might be doing a lot of stuff at one time, not knowing what's going on, and you need that sleep because you're overwhelmed. So,
yeah, okay.
I hope I kind of answered that question. It wasn't really a question, but yeah, that's probably why you're having lack of sleep.
And so, Radine wants to know what kind of other symptoms do clones cause?
Well, clones can cause anything. Your whole life has been cloned. So all your experiences is what's going on. Because you're dealing with the energies of the clones in your lifetime, and your life brings forth clones. So you are a clone right now as you're listening to me. Unfortunately, that's why we have the clone call. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and then on the fast chat, someone is reminding that the clone call is tonight, again, 30 minutes after this program, and it is prepaid for $20. And I'd like to add that if you're new and you haven't done it and you would like to, you'll just go to the Creation Lightship website, and over on the left side, you can easily and quickly sign up. Just go to where it says introductions, and underneath there is a place, is an icon, purchase conference calls. Click on that and then go to the one for Monday, and you can select that and buy that through your PayPal right away. And then you will, Ron will have your name, so you'll be included on the clearing. So that will help a lot.
And then, I do have some people also absentee. So, yeah, people do send me emails. So they say, Ron, I loved the last call, but, gee, I can't get on it tonight. Can I get on it on absentee for today? And that's perfectly fine. Just go through the same process, and you can send me an email. And I do have, I think, about maybe four or five people right now that are absentee that will be on this call, and they won't be able to call in because they're going to work. They work evenings. So that helps a lot of people because the calls do work absentee, all of them. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Tina's asking if you can please do a clearing on trust and distrust, in quotes.
Okay, well, let's see here. Here we go. We'll just do one for, well, I think instead of, we could try one for trust. I think maybe a better one to do is hope. But I'll do one for trust. So here we are, trust clearing. So this will help to take away some of the issues that you could possibly have that is preventing you from trusting things. So here we go. One. So you have to think of the issue, naturally. Two, you know, one issue. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how that's doing. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, Marcus is asking if the clones change out for the next day while we are sleeping.
Well, it's hard to say. Remember, you have zillions of clones. So, you know, we could possibly get rid of, I don't know. We'll just say typically maybe, 1,000 clones tonight, maybe even more, maybe up to 3,000 in that short amount of time that we do this. Remember, they come in about every 10 minutes, and they're just waiting to come in just like you would be using maybe a like a gunball machine or a candy machine where you put the money and you pull the handle or turn the knob and something naturally comes out when you do that, and that's how they're waiting online to come into you. So it could be different alien races having a special clone just for you to experience life here. So kind of think of your life as rides at Disneyland or some other great amusement park that you may have been to. And so all those rides are there, and the aliens see you going on these rides. That's your life experience here. And they want to get a piece of you. And maybe they have a piece of you for 10 minutes. Maybe it's a couple of hours, and then another one comes in. So it all depends how it's set up according to the program that they're using to infiltrate you. So, you know, if we get rid of... we'll just say 200 clones, and we do, you know, maybe 10 emotional energies. And I've been focusing more on physical things for people so they'll feel better. So last time I think we worked on heart and lungs. I think we worked on bladder, brain. Worked on, I think, throat stuff, neck stuff. I think we did maybe hormones possibly. So we kind of worked with body functions because they attach to body functions too. And they work with body functions, problems with our bodies, along with emotional stuff. So it all depends which way we choose to enter the clone system of reality. And so far I only found those two basic things. There could even be a third one. There might even be a third one for your spirituality. I'm sure that would probably be out there. So, but I haven't provided any information on that yet. But mainly we're just working with body functions. So, anyway, that's how they attack you, attach to you, and they can bring you your physical problems. Because you may not have a perfectly healthy clone. And maybe the aliens want to give you a clone that maybe has a canker sore or something. So they bring that clone into you, and all of a sudden you develop a canker sore, and you go, well, how did I get this? Well, it's because they gave it to you. Or maybe all of a sudden one day you wake up and your heart part is hammering away and you got high blood pressure, and what's going on with my life? Well, maybe they gave you that because they want to experience that. And that's the program that they chose to give you, a robotic program, and the clones are attached to it. So, anyway, we started off with a trust issue, and let's turn it over to you again, Kathy.
Okay. Earlier, we got a request for someone to have a healing for perfectionism condition or the perceived need to be perfect.
What's that again, Kathy?
We requested a clearing for perfectionism, the need to be perfect.
Well, I don't know what to do with that one. I don't have that clearing up. Boy.
Would that be a timeline crash?
Yeah, we can do a timeline crash for that. Happen to be perfect. Here we go, everybody. Remember, that's true judgment, to be perfect. So here we go. I think I heard a beep there, too, but here's a timeline crash for being perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next timeline crash. Do another timeline for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Kathy. Maybe a caller's on.
Hi, caller. Will you please state your name and your question for Ron?
Yeah, hi, Ron. It's Earth Star in Ashland.
Yes. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I actually, it might be related to the clones. It keeps happening to me, and it just happened again. I just did a Christmas show. I had a whole booth all displaying all my fairy things, and this happens to me a lot. I'll be in my booth, and I'm, of course, dressed up, you know, in all my fairy stuff, and everything's magical. So people walk up, and they're looking, and they're sort of looking at everything, and then I move, and they go, and they jump, and they go, oh, I thought you were a mannequin. You're real. And this has happened to me. It just happened again Sunday. I mean, this happens to me so much. It's, like, weird.
Very interesting. So they're probably seeing you as another life form.
Yeah, it's
okay?
Like out of the corner
of
their
eye. And they didn't think that your life form was real.
Yeah.
So they're seeing you as a fairy, if you're looking like a fairy, and they think that you're a mannequin.
Yeah, because it's funny. It's almost flattering in a way because mannequins are perfect and they're, you know, young and perfect things, you know. So I think I must need some sort of clearing, though, because it is kind of weird.
Oh, boy, let's see here. Okay. I don't know what clearing to do, but we'll try something here. So, this is to, so I guess you want clones to recognize you? Because maybe you're invisible to the clones.
Yeah, it's like they, out of the corner of their eye, they just see, and then I move, and then they realize I'm real. They don't think I'm real.
Yeah, okay. So what it is that, so you need to have this right now here. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to bring forth the energy that the clones of the people that are walking in front of your booth see you as real and not a mannequin. So here we go. Or also a dead clone. So here we go. One, see if this helps, see if this makes your awareness better. Two, it's probably in the program of the clones coming in. Three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I don't know if that'll help or not, because I don't know if I can interface with that program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what it is that they're not recognizing you as a life form that lives here.
Right. It's been happening for years to me.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Great. Okay, so I'll keep working on that with them. I'm moving around here and stretching and making me yawn.
Hey.
And I just got the prosperity clearing today, and I just ran that for my whole lifetime, and now I have it running as a specific incident. So I'm really going to be working on that every day too.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
So how do those clearings work for you? The ones that you had, can you tell people about maybe a couple of clearings that possibly helped your business?
Well, for sure, the whole lifetime emotional clearing, how much you stress that for people to do, it's so important and it's so true. And it's such an interesting experience, too, because there's all these people that need things. They need to process things and use their mind. And I just said, no, the light just takes it away. And then it's like I felt like I was hollowed out, like there was just this, but it wasn't a bad hollow feeling, not like emptiness, like, but just hollowed out from stuff, baggage, everything just hollowed away and just feeling all this space and great feeling. And then as I integrated that feeling of emptying everything out, then I felt my spirit filling up all that space that was now available, that all the junk was removed from. So my spirit could really come and be with me more and be in that space that now the junk's gone. So great house cleaning for your spirit, to come, be able to come home. So I always tell people.
That's good. Yeah, you said it greatly. Yeah, most people don't realize how effective those clearings are. They're used to other modalities. Maybe they think it's too much money, $5 times their age. But it's only done once. You only have to do it one time. Some people are used to codependency, going back to somebody, and then they work on one little thing, and then they come back and work on another little thing. And, here, there's nothing to work on. You just get it cleared away. That's why you want to get the unlimited for $50 more after that, so that you're continuously being cleared when you choose to. And that's we put the unlimited on there after a while, because I knew that people were not being cleared after their clearings. So that's a great thing to do. So thank you for calling.
I do the unlimited,
and it takes away your stuff. That's why you want to have clearings.
Yes, I do the unlimited. And there's a way that I do it twice. What I do, I run the unlimited for, let's say I just did it, like I did a show this weekend, so maybe I didn't do it over the weekend. So then I go on Monday and I'll go, okay, last time I think I did it was 3 days ago or 2 days ago. So I'll put an extra day in, so I'll say 4 days. So I'll run it for 4 days. And then I feel like to do more an intensive, then the next time I put it in hours. You can choose hours since yesterday or something. So I put 48 hours, and then I run a 48 hours, so it's more of an intensively running. I think that it feels really good to do it like that, and then I kind of give it that little extra intensive, and then I'll put a situation, maybe if I had one, I'll put that in.
That's great. So you just click on the hour button then and do 48. That's perfect then, right?
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Yep, that works good.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
I'm sending you an email today, too, so. You'll get an email from me. Or which is the best to send it to?
Okay.
Which email address is the best one to send?
Use the healing. Healing at Creation Light Shift.
Okay, great. All right, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. So I saw a movie last night on Netflix, and quite interesting how what the movie was about. It was a movie that was made in, I think, 1926. And somehow, whatever happened, I guess they found extra, parts of the movie, and then they put it out again, and it has music from some of the rock stars, we'll say, in 1984. So it all sounded kind of familiar, similar beats to the songs back then, but had different lyrics. But the movie is called, and you may want to check this out, because it's about this person creating a person that they put the spirit into this person. And it's a very nice movie, and it's a silent movie. So, you have to read a little bit there with the captions, but it's called Metropolis. You could probably type it in the fast chat, somebody. It's from 1984. It's Metro, M-E-T-R-O, then P-O-L-I-S, M-E-T-R-O. P-O-L-I-S. And, well, that was a great movie. So you just check it out and just see if you like it or not. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. That sounds like a good movie.
And it was about clones, so they had clone stuff in there. So it's quite interesting how they had a person made a clone and they needed to put a spirit of this lady in it. So this is quite interesting. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, the next question is from Shannon, and she asks, how does the abduction barcode removal help us if we get abducted?
Wait a minute, what's that question again?
How does the abduction barcode removal help us if we get abducted?
Okay, it's on the website to help you so you will have less abductions. I can't say it'll get rid of all the abductions, and you may not know when you're being abducted anyway, but it will help you to get the body barcode off of it for abductions. That's why I put it up. And it will help the lightship will find the aliens as they start taking your body away, and from there you may not have that many abductions. I can't guarantee they'll get rid of all of them, because you could be abducted, 10,000 times a day. So I put it up for people who are having body problems at night by having the aliens come into them and stuff, so, and taking them away. So it will help with that, and that's what it's designed for. Naturally, the aliens, there's so many of them out there doing stuff to people that, nothing is 100%, and it can never be 100%. I wish it was, but they have their own game plan and rules that they go by. And they're very, very creative beings. So, back to you, Kathy.
And Randy says that he uses a timeline crashing at night because it really helps. And there's a question from Larry who requests to release glass ball from memory.
Boy, I don't know what that would be. I'll just do a basic clearing here. So if any of you want to do a clearing for something like that, or just a clearing for your consciousness, we'll try that here. But that's memory stuff. So that would probably be an energy. Let's just do mind looping. Maybe that could help you out. This is the mind loop. One clearing with repetitive thoughts, and maybe somehow they put something in there, recording device, that could possibly have you recycle. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, see if that helps you. And Tina typed in the movie name, and that is correct, Tina. Metropolis. Okay. And there's, I think it was 1926 when they made the movie. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, I think I heard a beep. Hello, caller. If you're there, will you please state your name and your question for Ron?
Hi, Ron. It's Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hello. Hi. How are you? I was curious because I was listening to archives and said that the Creation Lightship was taking out aliens in religions, I think it was in 2010. And I was curious to know, you said that the Creation Lightship, the Lightship took out the second most important religion that there is. And I wanted to know where the Lightship is in all this process, and where is the Lightship when it goes with eliminating the aliens in the last 6 months? I'm curious to know where the process is.
It's hard to, the Lightship is everywhere and nowhere, so it's all light energy. When it goes out and battles these things, because they're taking away your free will, free choice, it just zeroes in on the aliens that have brought the religion down here for that aspect or whatever they're doing. So that's kind of, it's really hard to answer that question. Just know that the Lightship is doing work to bring back itself back into light. And part of it, naturally, is the Earth spirit, which is much larger than the people on this planet. And the people on the planet are secondary to this here. So the whole thing is to bring back the creative medium, which would be the Earth spirit, into wholeness. So it has to go out and find that. And unfortunately, like I've always say, that people, you know, choose religions, choose darkness, same thing, choose other modalities of healing outside of themselves, calling upon something to do the healing, and that's the alien. So you know, the people here on the planet are the problems why the Earth is the way it is, only because they chose darkness. They chose to go outside of themselves. So once you understand that, and you finally get that process, then you know why it's so hard here to recover from alien attacks and stuff, because the people are bringing it to you, you know. Just think of your neighbor that goes to church, or the ones on each side of you, or everyone else. Maybe you live by a church. Well, those aliens are crawling all around inside of there, infesting all those people, and they may just see you, you know, half a block away or something. So that's the way it is. Do people know about that? Well, probably not, because the aliens give you mind control. And they're not going to tell you not to go to that church, believe me. So... hopefully I answered the question enough for you. It's hard to say. It's a good question,
I guess,
but I really don't
looking
have
for encouragement, you know.
Yeah, I just don't have
to know where the Lightship is and all that, you know. Okay, well, thank you so much. All right,
okay,
have a good
you're welcome,
night.
Sylvia.
Bye-bye.
Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks, Sylvia. Marcy asks to know if we do not need an ailment that is in our DNA. An ailment. I'm sorry, Marcy, I don't understand quite that question. So Shannon wants to know, what clearing is good for always wanting to help others?
Oh, boy. Well, first thing, I would not look to help others because you don't have the time. If you're going to attempt to help others, then you're not cleared out yourself yet, number one. And so, you know, you need to clean yourself out first. So I wouldn't necessarily attempt to help other people because they're actually wasting your time, because you could be putting that same time into yourself. You have to kind of look at this as being a little selfish. Which might be hard for some people to understand, because the dark side wants you to help everybody else, and then you get nothing out of it at the end, and the people may not understand what happened anyway. So when ascension time does come, you might say, gee, I wish I had that extra 50 hours of time to do clearings instead of helping, you know, my neighbors or my loved one or whatever around me to do this, and I didn't get enough clearings done to get myself whole. So that's kind of how I look at it. The information's there. Unfortunately, the mind control is very strong here because the aliens are doing that. And, you know, people are bringing the energy in. So it's really hard to get out there to other people. You can attempt it. But if you're going to do a clearing, then definitely do the clearing on yourself more than someone else. You might just try that 2,000 years of darkness clearing for people. That might wake them up somewhat. If you're living with somebody and you yourself have already done the emotional whole lifetime clearing, then by all means, you might want to do them because your life might be better with them because their stuff will be released also. So that would be what I would suggest doing. But as far as just trying to help somebody a block away who maybe you see who's maybe has a crutch or something and they have a limb problem or, you know, there's some type of physical condition that they're dealing with, you could tell them about the light shift for 5 minutes, that's about it. You know, say, go to this website, this might help you. As far as putting much more time into that, it's probably going to be difficult because, remember, you know, it's very hard to change, if not impossible, to change somebody's mindset that they've had for their whole lifetime of, you know, having it, get changed instantly. So, in fact, even the clone call would be probably very hard to approach people with because they definitely would not understand that one unless they looked at it as a big joke and they wanted to just try it for $20 to go on this ride, you know, at Disneyland just to see what is going to happen. You know, and, you know, they'll probably understand what's going on after that call. But, you know, aside for that, it's very hard to tell people about the light ship because they're so far away from the teachings of Jesus that they don't even know what it's about. And if they did know what it was about, they'd all be online listening. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So just work on yourself. That's you don't have that much time probably, you know. And each time you do a clearing or do something for yourself, you're going to be getting much better. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Elaine asks, how is it that on clones, do ET parasites like orbs and jellyfish work on the clones too? Do they attack the clones too?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, they are attacking those clones. That is correct. Uh-huh. Remember, alien races don't always like other alien races. So not only do we have the alien race and the clone here, you have another alien race controlling that alien race. Remember, I said as above, so below. So it's not linear. And so the ones that really want to control you would be like the jellyfish on top of your head. So they got a lot of horsepower to come in here to attack a clone. So that's the pecking order. Remember, we have spiritual hierarchy. That's what the Galactic Federation gave us, is this wonderful spiritual hierarchy. And that spirituality is of darkness, but they just tell upon themselves when you understand what that really is. It's how one light of the darkness controls another light of the darkness through a consciousness with different names on it of different maybe masters or saints or whatever. And that's how they work everything here, which makes you think that you need to connect to these things because they're more powerful than you are. And that's how the whole thing started, the duality, judging the light, getting out of peace and getting into duality, consciousness of good, bad, you know, love, pain, guilt, you know, heartache, all this stuff. They love that because they live off of you. Back to you, Kathy.
So for those listening, such as Mike, who would like to get rid of some of those alien parasitic life forms, they could also use the alien attack page on option 4. And that's a good place to have those removed. There's a whole lot of parasitic life forms to choose from. and the jellyfish and orbs are on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Marcy was going back to her question. Thanks, Marcy. She says, it sounds like clones. Can they give us ailments we would not have from our DNA? It sounds like they can.
Yes, they can, uh-huh. Or so deeply buried in you, you don't know about it. You know, maybe, remember, they have to resonate to something, but they could bring in, an alien virus to you or something and give you a problem. So that is correct, uh-huh. Not only do you have your own stuff, it's what they want to create for you. And experience in you so that they can have more energy from you or not have a cure for something. So, back to you.
And Ren asks, on the clone call, can she request clones be removed for issues other than what you announce, such as something we might request in our mind, like when we go to the creation light shift?
For the clones, as of now, no. When I get the clearing up on the website, that will be what you're going to be actually doing. But what I'm doing now is just strictly ones that will help everybody listening. That's you, Kathy.
Okay, and Sue asked for a clearing for depression or some sort of maybe a timeline crash for depression, please.
Well, I'll do a sample here of a timeline crash. So I would probably suggest us going on and do timeline crashing for depression. If you have depression, that normally goes pretty deep. I'd probably do 150 timeline crashes on that. But here's one timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So now you only have to do 147 more and then see how that works for you. Okay, so remember, depression is a thing that affects your whole body and slow you down, make you feel all different emotions. So that's a good one to get into if you do have depression. That means that you're probably way, way out of balance because you already went through the happy, sad scenario and the poor me. And everything else that goes along with depression, and then your body's slowing down. So I would definitely do that one a lot because it's, what comes after depression? You know, they talk about people who are depressed sometimes, maybe they take their own life because they're so depressed. So that's kind of like, to me, the tail end of many, many experiences before that, and then you get depressed. So back to you, Kathy. And looks like we have about 3 minutes left here, so.
Yeah, there aren't any more questions in that. I don't see any questions in particular, but maybe it would be a good time to announce the, or remind everyone of the intensive healing that you're holding, the conference call on December 10th, 11th, 18th, and 25th.
Sure, yeah, that's great. So, yeah, we're doing the 8-hour calls again this month, which will be, it will be in December here. We are in December. Yeah, we're on the 5th. So that'll be, time is really going by quickly. Unbelievable. Yeah, so this coming Saturday we have our 4-hour conference call. And this is for Ascension. Starts at 1 o'clock PST. Then the next day, which is Sunday, which is 11, 18, and 25th. These are 8-hour calls where you actually are getting rid of these alien critters and life forms that live with you. And they live inside of the clones. That's the way to look at it. So remember, like I said, one alien race could be much stronger than another one. And so the clones give you the agenda, a life form, a body, that you have, and this is kind of the way it works here. And then from there, the other aliens kind of hop on board, and this is what's going on. So, it's a very good call. If you've been on any of the calls, you know what it is. If you haven't been on the calls, it's very beneficial for you because you're going to feel these things leave your body. You may have something going on inside of you which you know nothing about, and maybe it could be causing you pain or maybe swelling or something, and all of a sudden that could go away because we got rid of the like the snake family, mother, father, and all the little babies that live inside your intestines or something, and all of a sudden you feel better. Or they're underneath your skin biting you, or different things like this that may be causing rashes. So there's all different types of things that you know nothing about until they get released. And then you go, wow, I feel much better. So your body will validate the clearings very, very easily. So that those will be coming up this month here. And it's you can do it absentee also. You don't need to be on all the call for each time. In fact, some people only come on for like 3 or 4 hours and have to do something else. And that's perfectly fine, too, or just miss the whole call, just be an absentee. So back to you, Kathy, and we got our conference call coming up, getting rid of clones, in about a half an hour from now.
And Ron, you have these conference calls every month, and if anyone wants to sign up for the conference call, those are purchase conference calls on the website. And you can also sign up for the newsletter, and then Ron will send you a reminder and a description of them automatically every month in your email.
So yeah, let's get on the email list. Just go to the website and click on it, and you can enter your email in there. Then we'll get it on our email list. We send out a few, maybe two or three emails a month here about the conference calls. So this is about all that I do for people as far as let them know about information that we have. We don't inundate you with a bunch of stuff. So just what we do on the calls here. So, everybody, we'll see you maybe hopefully in a half an hour as you get the clones released from you. If you haven't tried it and you're a brand-new listener, you know, you might just look at it and say, you know, I'm going to spend that $20 just for the heck of it. You know, I heard this call here today for the first time or second, and it sounds really, really far out. And, you know, just take that chance. And it would be the best $20 you ever spent in your life. So, anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, I can attest to that. I'm going to be on that call, too. And I'm just looking at the fast chat here. And one person asked, Claudia, when will the new clone clearing come out, if you know now?
Right now, I'm still working on it. I know we're working on that, and another clearing that I'll be getting up shortly here too. So I'll be checking the next couple of days here. So it's quite complicated. Otherwise, it would be up already. So back to you, everybody. So we'll see you later, and our next BBS program is on Wednesday. And that one there is, the call starts at 7 o'clock. In fact, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday are all the same times. And we're still on Station 1 on Wednesday, but Friday and Saturday we are on Station 2. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Kathy.
Bye. Thanks, Ron. Bye.